I'm Rohit Shukla, the CEO, founder and CEO of Lauter Institute, a 25-year-old private nonprofit based in California and Los Angeles, but specifically oriented in three areas of technology: technology solutions that feed, fuel, and heal the world. So we've got a tremendous practice in agriculture and food. We've got a tremendous practice in healthcare and life sciences. And we've got a tremendous practice in energy and clean tech. And these are all related areas, as you know. The principal target of our affection today and this particular year is the Ag Innovation Showcase in St. Louis at the Danforth Center, our great partners for the past 10 years and our hosts for the event. We, of course, create, produce the content, bring the speakers in, establish the theme, elaborate on that theme, and you know, create the opportunities for companies, small and large, to talk, present, and develop relationships with each other. So that's sort of by way of an introduction. It was a long introduction, I know that.
So you said, especially at this particular juncture, 10 years into the Ag Innovation Showcase, you're trying to bring together the input side of agriculture, nutrients, traits of seeds, that sort of thing, together with the food side. Why?
Okay, so first of all, at the sort of 30,000-foot level, there is no question that consumers are becoming increasingly concerned about where their food comes from, where it goes, how it's processed, how it's grown, how it's produced, and how it's distributed. That has been now an increasing revelation to many folks in the industry, both at the input side and at the food side. What is different now is that we've also learned through science that there are things we can do with our soil, there are things that we can do with our nutrients to be able to drive the issue of certain kinds of ingredients that are healthier ingredients, that are more wholesome for nutrition purposes, that it is not just about increasing the abundance and the fecundity of agriculture, it's also about increasing the nutritive capacity of the plants we produce, because that then drives the considerations of human consumption and interest in food. So you can see that the two must be connected, and yet they've been living in separate universes. There are lots of conferences that focus on food and food technology, and there's a lot of conferences on the ag and ag input and ag tech side. But ours is a much more holistic, integrated conversation that we're trying to bring together and have and curate in this edition of the showcase. It's clear why we need to do this. It's also clear why the showcase needs to get involved in this. We've been very active in the science of inputs and the science of nutrition on the plant side, in the science of soil and soil diagnostics and so on. Much less engaged and involved on the consumer drivers of this. Now, as a community steeped in science, because that's what we are, we look at science as the principal driver of the value chain, and then, of course, it's other things as well, business considerations. But science is, you know, we have not been able to communicate well the benefits of science to this new awakened consumer, and that's a problem. The showcase is always trying to do exactly that. And now in our 10th year, bringing in food into the mix enables us to make that kind of message more transparent, more visible, more accessible to consumers. Why is that important, you would say? Well, if you remember the controversy over GMO, despite the late efforts of many people, we essentially lost the argument, because there was a lot of misinformation, yes. There was a lot of misunderstanding, yes. There was a lot of considerations that should never have belonged in the discussion about GMOs. But that was not communicated effectively to consumers, who were then afraid of the lack of transparency and the lack of clarity in what we produce. So we cannot, as a group driven by science, keep science locked away in a lab. It has to be elaborated in the form of products that help people, that feed the world, that clothe the world, etc. And that's our mission. So Showcase is the absolute platform to do that.
How has it changed in 10 years to communicate that?
When you build a community, and remember, this is a community event. This is not just a conference. It is a community event that we've grown over the past 10 years in being able to understand the value that different players in the community have been working towards and working on, which is a year-round enterprise that goes well beyond the individual showcase events. We've been able to incorporate those ideas, those approaches, those interesting twists on current practice into the content of successive showcases. So you can imagine by simply doing that how much it has changed. Mm-hmm. We have, if you look at the programs going back to the first one, and I know you were there, probably the first or second one, something like that. Almost a breathless kind of interest in where the science was going. And I remember ours was the first conference to actually talk in terms of precision agriculture and actually describe it, look at its beginning, middle, and an end, see where it was going, bring in solutions, companies that had solutions in the area. And it was simple. They were simply the application of data or the application of IT or the application of hardware like sensors and drones and so on. And now it's become a lot more sophisticated, as you know. Now you're using, for example, CRISPR technology with data as part of a framework that you offer farmers. And you offer even as a whole consumer application for data as well. So it's very sophisticated. And the showcase has reflected that increasing sophistication. It's also reflected how the movement from a pure consideration on the input side to a greater consideration on the processing and production side of food.
Very good. What, just by way of a simple explanation, what is the Ag Innovation Showcase?
So it is, in fact, an event, a community event, that has four components to it. A keynote speaker, which is a traditional one. Obviously, we always have a keynote speaker at the beginning to set the tone for the theme that we have in any particular year. We have spotlights or featured speakers on individual aspects of the innovation theme that we have for the year. And they tend to be from all different areas of the industry. We have company showcase component, which is in fact companies that have been selected through a rigged jury process to present solutions along those themes that we have been discussing, the big theme and then the showcase blocks, as we call them. And then we have panels or talk shows, as we like to put it, and we try to make it as interactive as possible and as entertaining as possible. And the reason for that is you cannot expect a message to sink in unless you make it accessible. And so those talk shows are very important, or panels. But then we have networking, we have meetings, obviously, that people take during the course of the 3 days of the event, 2.5 days of the event. And then we have these special content sessions that dive deep into a particular area that is of great interest to a certain aspect of that, a part of that community. And this year, for example, we have one that's presented by the National Corn Growers Association and the International Fertilizer Association on soil health and optimum nutrient use. We have one in Argentina, despite the crisis that they're going through right now. They still have a tremendous number of assets in agriculture, and they're going to be presenting ideas that feed the world. And we have a specific one, a half for the last 4 years, called the University Showcase, that celebrates and explores very early emerging innovations that are coming out of the lab that might have import downstream. It's not anymore a well-kept secret. I think it has grown in stature, in reputation, in interest. You can see from the obvious social media stuff that's been going on, but also what's been happening in terms of the attendance, the interest in attendance, and and so on, that we've, I think, arrived. And, you know, we need to have arrived, of course, by the 10th year anyway, and I can say that we have.